Good afternoon. We'll continue to watch a cool front steadily march through our area from west to east with a round of scattered showers, perhaps a burst of rain or a rumble of thunder. This will put an end to our unseasonably warm temperatures and the humid air that's in place as it diminishes from west to east along with the passage of that front. We'll have an increasing westerly wind, at times gusting over 20, perhaps even 30 miles per hour, and dew points will tumble all afternoon. Temperatures will slide off as well, back through the 70s. As we get into the night tonight, high pressure will build in, although skies will remain mostly cloudy, with support in the upper levels of the atmosphere producing a few passing rain showers. It'll still be breezy, and temperatures by morning will be back into the upper 40s to around 50. This will set us up for a cooler than average day tomorrow with in and out sunshine, and we still run the risk at a few passing showers, especially across the higher terrain, and a gusty west wind will persist as temperatures only reach into the lower 60s. Brilliant sunshine after a chilly start on Thursday, back up into the upper 60s for highs with that same high pressure center in control, and it will dominate for the first half of Friday as well before giving way off the East Coast, allowing some clouds to come in Friday afternoon and into the evening. With a southerly wind flow, high temperatures on Friday will be back into the lower 70s. A disturbance will ride along the jet stream on Friday night and into Saturday through our region. This will introduce the chance for a few more scattered showers, maybe even a thunderstorm on Saturday afternoon as highs reach to about 70. We'll dry it out for Sunday and Monday with a mix of sun and clouds both days as high pressure builds back in with highs in the middle 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the Gulf Coast states, Southern Plains, and New Mexico. Mid-level flow will be from the southwest over the Southern Plains today, as a moist air mass remains in place across South Texas. Dew points in the lower 70s will contribute to destabilization as surface temperatures warm. Thunderstorms will then develop. The instability, along with about 30 knots of shear, should be enough for marginally severe thunderstorms with the potential for strong winds and hail. Along with the storms, widespread moderate to heavy rain is expected over the next couple of days for Texas as deep moisture from the Gulf continues to interact with a stalled front over the region. Multiple thunderstorm complexes are likely, and these could easily bring several inches of rain. Flood watches are out for all of central Texas northward into Oklahoma. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at Jessup, Georgia and Elroy, Arizona, to a low of 22 at Stanley, Idaho and Olney, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sun and breezy in the mid-80s, Boston partly sunny and breezy with scattered showers and storms in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny and windy with highs in the upper 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 68 degrees, the average low, 46. The record high, 91, set in 1881, and the record low, 29, in 1969. Sunrise this morning was at 5:36 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:08 p.m., 14 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Any leftover showers will give way to some sunshine this afternoon, windy, with temperatures falling back through the 70s and into the 60s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight and lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, windy with temperatures holding in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight and lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, any leftover showers will give way to some sunshine this afternoon, windy with temperatures falling back through the 70s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight and lows in the 40s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a few scattered showers and perhaps a thunderstorm this afternoon with temperatures falling back into the 70s. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a few leftover showers, windy with temperatures falling back through the 70s by the end of the day. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers tonight and lows around 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and much cooler. A passing shower across the higher terrain with temperatures in the lower 60s. Sunny, comfortably mild, upper 60s on Thursday. Sunshine giving way to some clouds Friday in the lower 70s. A chance of showers Friday night and Saturday, perhaps a thunderstorm around 70 Saturday afternoon, and a mix of sun and clouds Sunday and Monday with highs in the lower to mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.